There's a new proposal in Washington to end farm subsidies, but it doesn't come from free market conservatives trying to save billions of federal dollars. It's the work of liberal Democrats hoping to revive rural America with a politically sensitive and counterintuitive plan. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Farm subsidies are among the biggest sacred cows in American politics, but there's a lot of whispering about them lately among rural people and their advocates. Now the conversation's out in the open with a proposal from the Progressive Policy Institute, a Democratic think tank.
The main thrust of our proposal is to, over a period of 10 years, to phase down and eliminate all agricultural subsidies, which account for over $20 billion a year.
Rob Atkinson wrote the Institute's proposal.
And what we propose instead is to use that money and invest in a new revitalized rural development initiative to help build vital and sustainable rural economies.
Atkinson says subsidies don't help rural places enough. In fact, half of all rural counties lost both jobs and population in the 1990s. 500 counties are persistently poor, and only 1 in 10 counties still depends on agriculture. That defies conventional wisdom, which has shaped farm and rural policy, says Dee Davis of the Center for Rural Strategies.
For most people, we think of rural, we think of agriculture. And so what we have in this country is a kind of de facto rural policy, which is farm subsidies. The reality is that doesn't affect the lives of many rural people.
This is illustrated in Durant, Oklahoma, where banker John Massey proudly shows a painting on his office wall. It features a small wood plank house set among flowers and grass and two massive broadleaf trees.
That's the home Mama raised us kids in. That's a four-room house without water, without toilets. There was five kids, Mom and Daddy and my grandma, and I had a mentally retarded uncle, and we lived in that house.
Add a barn and modern amenities, and it would be the pastoral image many people have of rural America, according to pollster Anna Greenberg.
People see rural America as a place that's traditional and wholesome and beautiful and pristine and sort of quintessentially American. And the symbol of that is the kind of the family farm. It's the red barn. And people have a very strong romanticized attachment to a rural way of life that's represented by the family farm.
But look again at Bryan County, Oklahoma, where banker John Massey has been loaning money to farmers and ranchers for 20 years.
I used to finance probably 300 ranchers and farmers, and that's in Bryan County, and that's down to probably 100 now. I used to have probably 500 people raising peanuts, and I have 3 or 4 now. So things have been shifting for a long time.
Shifting to service and manufacturing jobs. Even most people still living on farms don't depend on crops or livestock. Again, Dee Davis of the Center for Rural Strategies.
1.6% of rural people are making their principal living on the farm. Manufacturing service jobs are how most of us make our living, and for the most part, we're seeing those manufacturing jobs disappear. Things are getting pretty tough in rural America.
So Davis supports phasing out farm subsidies and using the billions saved to invest in rural renewal. The money would bolster schools, broadband access, business development, high-tech training, recruitment efforts, and more. All this raises eyebrows at the American Farm Bureau, where Public Policy Director Mary Kay Thatcher insists that the farm and rural economies are inextricably linked.
Most times when you go to small towns, a lot of the folks that you're dealing with there, whether it's the bankers, the equipment dealers, a lot of the stores, they're there because of agriculture. And if we have less agriculture, those rural businesses are going to have a very difficult time surviving. And I think that as you reduce subsidies, you're going to continue to have that. So it cannot be an either-or proposition. It has to be funding for both.
Congress has proposed doing both, but the budget deficit makes new funding on top of farm subsidies unlikely. The Farm Bureau also says that subsidies keep food prices low and American farmers competitive. That's acknowledged in the Progressive Policy Institute's proposal, which calls for elimination of subsidies and tariffs in foreign countries before American subsidies end. Trade talks seeking that have been unsuccessful so far. Another barrier to change is the political mass behind subsidies. Dan Glickman is a former Secretary of Agriculture.
If you look historically at the powers in Congress over the last 30 or 40 years, so many of them have been residents of farm states or been big supporters of farm programs, from Bob Dole to Tom Daschle to Trent Lott. They've certainly been a big force in how these farm programs have been developed, and neither Congress nor administrations want to basically upset the apple cart here, and there is no driving, powerful constituency to make a change.
But that could change as agricultural interests connect the decline of rural places to their own lives, suggests Mark Drabenstad of the Center for the Study of Rural America.
Many leaders in agriculture itself understand that a new policy paradigm is needed. And they recognize that because the economies of the places in which they live are struggling. And they understand that as agriculture continues to consolidate, new economic engines are needed to provide opportunity for their kids and grandkids.
There's also confidence that politicians and the public will focus on rural renewal, because polls show a third of those surveyed want to live in rural places. Dee Davis of the Center for Rural Strategies has a more direct appeal.
A country's not okay if its suburban sector is strong and people in the inner cities and in the distant countryside are having a rough time. That's not a healthy country. The country can do better, and it ought to.
But Davis and other rural advocates are realistic, considering the proposal an initial attempt to refocus rural policy on something other than agriculture. Howard Berkus, NPR News.